U.S. criticism of Russia could hurt ministry there. Christians hope Haiti's new president can bring stability, and believers are gearing up to pray around the world. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney's comments accusing Russia of intimidation or blackmail against neighboring countries is causing problems for ministry. Russian ministry Sergei Rahuba says the negative reaction is even coming from the streets.
There is lots of restriction on media and free speech and human rights. There is no adequate information available. The current Russian government is starting already that brainwashing campaign, like we remember, was extremely well used under the Soviet regime.
The recent law restricting non-governmental organizations will also hurt their work. But
if Western missionaries will be kind of forced out of Russia, we will continue supporting Russian church leaders, Russian evangelical church. We will continue training the next generation to take the baton of faithfulness from the previous generation.
Funding is needed for this work. Next, this week is the inauguration of René Préval as Haiti's new president. There's hope that the new government will bring stability and calm to this beleaguered nation. The Bible League continues training national church planters and provide Bibles. The Bible League's Scott Thunder says safety is still an issue.
It's unsafe for us to travel to that area, so we have to rely on the Haitian nationals there to keep the faith and be safe and just wait for things to clear up a little bit, and they can get back out to the regular work that they do.
Amidst the violence, ministry is happening, but Thunder says Bibles are desperately needed.
It's exciting just to see how God's Word continues to progress and continues to change lives, even in the midst of terribly violent times in Haiti and political unrest and things like that. So it just shows you the power of God's Word.
$4 provides one Bible for a Haitian believer. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Medical Ambassadors International is partnering with millions of Christians and organizations for the Global Day of Prayer. It's an international prayer movement for God to heal the nations. 10 days of constant prayer leads up to the Global Day of Prayer on June 4th, where Christians from more than 200 nations will join in prayer. Television, radio, and internet will help cover the event. It's not too late to get involved. Go to our website to get connected. Meanwhile, Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss explores another facet of a partnership ministry while on assignment in Guaymas, Mexico.
This is the house that Love built. These are the people who had the dream for the house that Love built. Christian Resources International partners with independent missionaries like Jesse and Jenny Navarro in Guaymas, Mexico. One arm of the work is the King's Kids Children's Orphanage. Jenny says too many politics nearly killed a dream for helping kids, but through groups like CRI, that dream became a reality.
People started coming from the States and Canada, and they started helping us with funds. It's taken us 4.5 years to get to where we are right now, but the first home is functioning just like we had dreamed, and we have 9 children here. We want homes, not institution.
They're teaching kids how to love like Christ and grow the kingdom that Love built. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss, Guaymas, Mexico.
Thanks, Ruth. And the goal is to send out 175 college students to minister in inner cities around the United States. They want to serve alongside urban churches and missions, armed with resources to share the gospel with children who live there. It's Here's Life Inner Cities Summer in the City Outreach, but they have a funding shortage of about $58 a week per student. The funding provides the tools needed to reach out to young people who would otherwise never hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available 2 resources this month, Book of Hope's 3 Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also request them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.